Turn on the radio. That is Reba McEntire on Wyoming's radio station, 1030 KTWO, 837 on a Thursday morning, and time now for our Sportsman's Update. Joining us this morning is Jeff Obrecht, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Jeff, how are you today?
I am honored to share 50,000 watts with you, you radio icon.
We're thrilled to have you. Thank you very much. Winter time in Wyoming. By golly, this is the first time we've had winter in a while, and not only are we noticing it, but also wildlife is noticing it, and that means wildlife in some areas that we might not necessarily see them on a regular basis.
Right. I can't remember the last year, Morning Man, when we had winter encompassing as much of the state, I mean serious winter, as we do this year. Now, down here in the southeast corner, we don't have much snow on the ground, although we did have those, those deep freeze temperatures. But from, Gillette-Moorcroft area, a deep, crusty snow, stressed out deer and pronghorn. We've even started a couple emergency feeding locations over in the western part of the state, one Buffalo Valley just north of Jackson, and another one down in Star Valley, and we don't take that lightly. We try to keep even on our feed grounds. We don't start feeding until we absolutely have to. To have an emergency feeding location is reflective of a serious situation. Coakville, Kemmer, serious down there. Did open up in Great Basin area there in the Red Desert, but kind of got socked back in with this big storm. So anyway, bags is tough situation too. So anyway, way it's looking right now, we could have some fair winter kill. We'll see what happens. It could open up good too, but just alert out there that these wildlife big game animals, they're having a tough living this winter.
But again, that also reminds us that doesn't mean that we go out and start putting out grain and feed for the animals out our back door either.
No, by and large, that tends to be counterproductive, particularly for deer and antelope. You think you can help, but what we're offering them doesn't match the microbes they've got going in their digestive tract, and a lot of times it can tip them over real quick. So anyway, no, they've made it for centuries and centuries and centuries when we've had bad winter, and it really wasn't that big a deal, back when bad winters were more common. It just when the hits here, it just seems like it's more of an event, But they made it over over the centuries, and they'll continue to make it. But just a heads up that we are dealing with the winter here, and if it stays bad, we get more storms, we could be reflected in the quotas we're going to see come application time.
Gotcha. And we'll talk about that as we get closer. Hey, let's talk some February deadlines, because we do have some.
Right. Oh, you betcha. End of the month. If you are interested in getting a moose, sheep, or mountain goat license this year, or seeing how high you can rank on that bison priority list over in the Jackson country, get that application into us by 5 p.m. the 28th. Of course, we encourage you online, but if you want to mail it, make sure your envelopes gets to Cheyenne by 5 p.m. February 28th. Now, if you're just looking for a preference point for moose and sheep, you don't have to worry about that till summertime. You do that July through September. But if you're looking for the license this year, it's time to get at that application and get into what truly is our biggest lottery there, as far as tough odds to pull a license of moose, sheep, and goat.
Sure. And again, deadlines at the end of the month. We've got the links available to you. If you need more information, go to Brian Scott's call-in corner and follow along to the Wyoming Game and Fish. Let's also tip a hat to a Safari Club named one of our officers out there, the Officer of the Year. Is that right?
Right, right. You betcha. The Shikar Safari International issues or awards a wildlife officer in every state and Canadian province annually as Officer of the Year. And in 2010 in Wyoming was Chris Queen up call it the Sunlight District. He's actually lives in Powell, but anyway, he's got that beautiful Sunlight Basin country and Beartooth, and then he also has cornfields down in cornfields, grain fields down in Powell. So he's got a diverse district, and he's high profile. He's got grizzly bears. He's a great investigator of grizzly bear conflicts, and then also is the main eyes over the our biggest mountain goat herd up there. And so got a diverse district, does a great job, great with the public and everything. And he got the 2010 award, and it'll be officially presented to him in your fair city, I think, September 9th at the Expo. So,
perfect.
So anyway, hats off to Chris Queen. Congratulations.
Nice to hear it. Let's also remind everybody, speaking of deadlines, we've got goose season's ending here in the next couple of days.
Right, right. You bet. And I want to get one of those R2 in the freezer here while I've still got a chance. But all we got left here is a Zone 1 and the Central Flyway. Now, Platt and Goshen counties, that'll run through Monday, February 7th. But Converse, Natrona, Washakie Hot Springs, and that part of Park County that's open, it ends on Saturday. So quite a few geese in the area, in the Platte Valley, and up in the Wind River Valley there, Upper Bighorn River. And this is a last crack. It's coming down to the end here, and so that's I'm kind of going to wrap up winter bird seasons, because we had chucker seasons close on Monday at the end of January. So that's about it for a while, until we hopefully start seeing some of those white geese come in here in the springtime.
You got it. Well, and again, any questions, anything we talked about this morning, 473-3400, or again, follow the links online, k2radio.com. OB, we'll see you next week. Same place, same time, same great radio station, if that works for you.
I would be privileged to share 50,000 watts with you, as always. Thanks for the offer of renewing my contract.
You bet. I'll see you then. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Obrecht, again, the Wyoming Game and Fish Office. Our Sportsman's Update comes your way just about this same time every Thursday morning on 1030 KTWO.
Wyoming's public schools are producing thousands of students.